This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live, tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working, helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping Americans free and safe. And to all those people working tonight on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. There we go. I'll get that right in a minute. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And right now, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. How about it?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let me emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. And, oh, by the way, Kyle, I got a couple of calls yesterday from two different listeners up in the Detroit area yesterday, letting me know about that big deal going up there in Lansing, Michigan today. And our compadre, Ron Edwards, is going to be tagging along. I told him he'd just be a speck in a bunch of several thousand people, because this is a big deal there that they got going on up there right now. This is a big deal in Lansing, Michigan, this big protest against the governor trying to, with over, I guess they got about 220 or 30,000 signatures and counting on a recall petition.
They do. They are gathering those signatures at a very fast clip. And, of course, they are pretty upset about the orders by Governor Gretchen Whitmer there in Michigan after she announced that there were non-essential items that people could not buy in the stores and things of this nature. Also, a lot of folks in Michigan have a second home or a little vacation place that they have to the river or to the lake and the different weather during the year, and they've been evidently forbidden from doing that as well. So there is a lot of consternation in the state of Michigan, and you're right, Ron Edwards is on his way and going to be in the thick of it there.
Yep. Now, I also want to talk about the fact that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs yesterday, General Mark Milley, came out and said that the United States and our intelligence resources, including the military, I might add, were investigating the claims that the COVID-19 virus escaped from a Chinese lab, because we're hearing, well, it was started by bats, and the bats transferred and all that. That's what China's saying. But the United States military isn't buying it.
Well, no, and they are looking into this for, I think, you know, all the right reasons. Because,
sure.
Because, number one, because these so-called rumors are out there, but people know that there's really only a couple of possibilities. This came naturally occurring in the wild and evidently got somehow transferred from a bat to a human or somehow because of the activities that go on in these wet marshes.
Or
it was created
in a lab.
No, it was either created through research in order to find out more about viruses, or it was being tailored as a possible bioweapon. Again, I'm simply saying these are the possibilities. And then it got out somehow. And so all these questions need to be answered, because until they are answered, you're going to have a lot of people around the globe, not just in the United States, but around the globe, who are going to be very, very upset because of what has happened, regardless of the origin of this, what has happened to their lives, to their economies, and in many cases, Captain, to their loved ones. And this is a big deal.
And we found out in January at Harvard University in Boston, Massachusetts, that the Chinese were paying for a program that was there at a lab, and they were, in fact, working on a coronavirus that was there, not necessarily COVID-19, but they were working on a SARS, MERS, and coronavirus combination thing. And one of the people that was working there was a Chinese second lieutenant who managed to sneak back into her country. They've still got a warrant to this day for her arrest, but they did arrest one of the lab techs who had apparently a bunch of lab samples was getting on an aircraft to go to China out of Boston, and they also, because of the money that was involved and the money that was paid to a professor, who apparently he never declared the earnings.
Right. So, again, there's so much to run down here, because otherwise we're left with speculation and so forth. But, again, people want to know the answers. And again, when we have these kinds of things going on, even in within our borders, connected back, that, Captain, is another reason to investigate and make sure we know everything about this. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Wally, I don't have time to be checking videos for anything. We're in the middle of the show, but I thank you for that. But anyway, Wally is in the chat room telling us, check out the Epoch Times. There's a new video about the virus. Well, there's all kinds of information coming out about it right now. And, oh, by the way, Kyle, what was it that you and I just found out a few minutes ago about the virus?
Well, there's an interesting, very interesting story coming out of Israel, Captain,
mm-hmm.
and this is a professor in Israel, and he also serves on the board of a big pharmaceutical company, and he is finding out that the virus appears to follow a particular pattern, and I know we're going to come up on the break
right now.
Tell everybody exactly what he means by that.
Yeah, well, hold up, everybody, and hold on, Kyle, and folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you what we found out that just accidentally got dumped into our lap from somebody in Israel. How about that? Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. It's hanging on my telephone. All right, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, for those of you that have been listening, I have been taking Relief Factor for going on 4-plus years now, and I started out the way everybody else did. I heard somebody promoting it on the radio, and I said, man, I got to do that because I was sick and tired of taking the prescription stuff they had me taking, which made me a little bit dizzy when I wasn't supposed to be and made me a little bit tired when I wasn't supposed to be. So I got on the Relief Factor, which was all natural, had some great nutrients in it that are good for you. And also with the inflammation and the swelling that I was having in my ankle, which is the big problem I have along with my arthritis with a broken back that I am living with, you know, not once but twice, I might add. But anyway, it's just one of those things that it worked. I mean, son of a gun if it didn't work. And I'm because of it, I'm promoting it. Now, they gave me, Pete and Seth Talbot gave me a website that you can go and check out, relieffactor.com/captain. You can go over there. You can take a look at the product that's there. But you want to try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95, the 3-week quick start. If you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, then I would strongly suggest that you give the 1995 3-week quick start a try and see what that'll do for you. And if it works, then guess what? You can kick the habit on some of the other stuff you might be on. And there's nothing worse than loading up with a bunch of ibuprofen, regardless of what they tell you. Okay, because I was doing it with Aleve. And if you start to bleed, guess what? You will become a bleeder because it ain't going to stop. So there you go. Plus, it also causes internal bleeding if you take a bunch of it. And think about that for a minute. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 3-week quick start that's right there. Read all about it. See the little video that's right there. And you'll be glad you did, because I've been getting messages from people that have been taking it. And 80% of the people that do the 1995 quick start over there stay on the plan. So relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Now, Kyle, we were talking about this Israeli professor that did some research on the coronavirus, the COVID-19, and he found out something very interesting. He's developed a pattern for this.
That's right, Captain. This is a Professor Yitzhak Ben Israel of Tel Aviv University, and he was able to study the infections in the United States, the UK, Sweden, Italy, Israel, Switzerland, France, Germany, and Spain, and he says that he found that the Wuhan virus does, in fact, follow its own pattern, and insofar as that in countries that were quarantined, like Israel, followed a certain pattern, but then he says that when other countries like Sweden went about basically business as usual, the virus followed exactly the same pattern. It peaked and subsided exactly the same way every single time. And so this is quite a shocking revelation.
Uh-huh.
And he even accounts for the large mortality rate, the unfortunate large mortality rate, of course, in Italy, that was about 12%. He says the Italian healthcare system was experiencing problems of its own in 2017. It also had a lot of problems when there was another flu outbreak there, of just the so-called regular flu, I would expect.
Mm-hmm.
But he found that if you had lots of lockdown versus freedom, the virus still did exactly the same kind of thing with similar numbers. So this is a very huge revelation, and if replicated in terms of the research, it could be a game changer.
Now, yesterday we had some major news come out of the White House, because we're all sitting here wondering when are we going to be set free, those of us that are told we can't go anywhere and we can't do this and we can't do that. And the president yesterday said that some states may be able to reopen before May the 1st. And he also said that there were 20 states that will be ready to go back to work by the end of this month, maybe 29. He said it's all up to the state's governors, and I'm willing to bet you right now that we're talking about red states, not blue states. I just have that feeling.
I think you're right. I think that, of course, what's being set up here, Captain, certainly is a showdown between governors versus the president and the federal government, of course, for the idea, of course, of who's going to, you know, try to relax these things first or who's not going to relax them. And just let me say real quick, the governor of California earlier yesterday had scheduled a press conference, and the whole idea was to tell us how these things are going to be relaxed. Well, it kind of turned out to be a big hurry up and wait kind of situation, but what I'm getting at is that the states themselves are going to be imposing their own restrictions, and it's going to be very difficult for them to lift them in any kind of uniform way, because there's still going to be a political aspect to this in many respects. So some states are going to continue to fight to have a lot of these very harsh restrictions in place until they feel comfortable with that. So between Washington and the governors, it's going to be quite a push and pull, I think. But the people are going to be waiting to go back to work, though.
Well, the IHME, that's the model that they like to use in the government, right?
No, that's right. That's right.
That model continues to lower the U.S. death estimates, and it's gone from 2.2 million down to 100 to 240,000, down to 80,000, down to 60,000, down to 50,000. Now it's down to between 40 and 50,000, which would be nothing more than a very strong flu season.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so that's actually good, only in the sense that these models keep revising it down. So that is good.
Yeah.
You've got the social distancing going on.
Yeah.
But as we start to reopen, there's going to be, I think there's a new set of problems even trying to reopen.
Well, let's talk about that, because right here I've got the CDC response document about the first priority of opening. The first priority in opening is to reopen community settings where children are cared for, including K through 12 schools, daycares, and locally attended summer camps to allow the workforce to return to work. First, we got to get the kids back in school so the parents can go back to work, correct?
Exactly, yes.
And other community settings will follow with careful monitoring for increased transmission that exceeds the public health and healthcare systems. Now, people can expect to not only have the critical restrictions for washing your hands and for the hand sanitizers and all that, but also for having to wear face coverings in group settings.
That's right, precisely. One of the key questions about trying to get the daycare centers and K through 12 going again has to do with the social distancing factors that are still going to have to be there. And so, whether you have, for example, how do you send all the kids back to high school, for example, but yet keep them all apart in the same room, far enough away from one another, so they may have sort of staggered scheduling, this kind of thing. So it really is a whole new ball game. And even here in California, they're talking about the idea of redrawing floor plans, basically, for businesses, restaurants, or other places where people would gather together. And that's going to be a whole new spin.
Well, what they will do is, if you have a restaurant capable of seating 150 people under normal conditions,
right,
it will then become a restaurant capable of seating 100 people, because they'll make a little bit more room to spread things out a little bit. But I've got the four recommendations that are right here in front of me. Number one, incident of infection is generally low before they decide to do anything. Number two, a well-functioning monitoring system capable of promptly detecting an increase in incidence of infection. Number three, a public health system that is reacting robustly to all cases of COVID-19 and has surge capacity to react to an increase in cases. And finally, a health system that has enough inpatient beds and staffing to rapidly scale up and deal with a surge in cases. In other words, what they're doing is, these are the cities where the bigger cities, I'm sure, where they think that they might have a problem should they want to reopen, and they need to have all their I's dotted and their T's crossed. But as far as out in the countryside and whatnot, again, if you're in Boise, Idaho, or you're in Sulphur Springs, Texas, you're not in Philadelphia, you're not in Boston, you're not in New York, and things ought to be different.
Well, right. In other words, you have to take into account the environment, the setting, all these kinds of things, and then we have to do our very best. It's
yep.
just the way we have to do it.
All right. Well, folks, here comes the music again. We'll be right back right after this break, and we got a bunch of stuff to talk about still. I mean, we got one of the things out there about going back to work a little bit earlier than normal, but I will tell you this, it's all contingent on a couple of things. And again, the president yesterday said 20 states by the end of the month, maybe 29. I bet they're all red states. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he's seeking the advice of his advisors and labor leaders on a plan to reopen the country. At the coronavirus task force briefing, he now says the decision will be made in conjunction with each state.
I will then be authorizing each individual governor to implement a reopening and a very powerful reopening plan of their state.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is reporting more than 10,000 deaths in New York City alone. That includes 3,700 people who hadn't been tested yet for the virus.
We think we are at the apex on the plateau. The number of hospitalizations went up, flattened, continuing to flatten. Good sign. Technically, the number's down a tad.
This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, Geico is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Now, if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, a Sea-Doo, a Ski-Doo, they can definitely give you the coverage that you desire, and they'd be more than happy to provide you a quote either over the telephone or via the internet by going to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or you can go to your local Geico office also and do the same thing. Now, they also have homeowners and renters insurance, and I've got homeowners insurance with them, which gives me a bundle rate on my car insurance, which saves me money, and knock on wood,
there it is right there. Knock on wood. I also get a safe driver's discount every year, and that saves me money. When everybody else's rates are going up, I'm sitting there going, mm-hmm, yep, sure, uh-huh, right. So if you want to know what I know, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and follow the instructions there, and you can find out anything you want to find out. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, here we go again. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, President Trump yesterday ordered the halt to the U.S. funding for the World Health Organization. And to that I say, God bless America, about time, because we've been screwed, blued, and tattooed by those folks. They started out, and they still are doing it, by the way, they started out as a head cheerleader for the Chinese government. Oh, there's nothing wrong. They're doing so good. It's just a little minor problem. And then, of course, we repeated, the president repeated, the world repeated what they had to say until they realized that they didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
Right. I mean, this is a major catastrophe that could really have been avoided if we just had the truth.
The truth, yeah.
That's right. If we just had the truth. Now, you know, Captain, the U.S. gives between $400 and $500 million a year to the World Health Organization. China gives them about $40 million a year. But again, there's been so many complaints from day one about their seemingly, you know, just sort of parroting back what appears to be, you know, Chinese propaganda. And again, keeping us in the dark. Even Dr. Fauci, who went through this period of time here in the last few days, but even Dr. Fauci has said, look, they gave us misinformation. And I saw a report earlier tonight, Captain, trying to make the president look like he was some kind of crazy person for denying this funding now.
Let me guess, CNN.
No, it actually wasn't CNN, but I think it was a CBS.
Okay, well, there you go. All right.
Yeah, but what happened was, is the way the report sort of showed it was, you know, President Trump has gone crazy. He's not giving him the money.
Sure.
Because a couple of months ago he had some complimentary tweets about the World Health Organization, but that's because he was working on information given to the president and to his advisors that they thought was coming from the organization that was going to tell them the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, most U.S. healthcare workers that have tested positive or come down with the COVID-19 virus likely got it at work, according to the CDC. And, a report now has surfaced, and I don't know if you've seen this, but Denise Simon and I are going to be talking about this because she wrote an article about it. Fox came out with a story. I don't know where they got it, and I don't know where Denise got her information. But the USA may have known about the Wuhan labs and what was going on over there as far back as 2017.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that. I know that there might have been, like we were talking about before, some of these things going back and forth from the U.S. to China. And, of course, the wet markets, I think, were also known about to some degree as well.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of nonsense. This stuff did not come from the wet markets.
Well, exactly. But I do know that they knew something about this. That's all going to be fleshed out. But at the same time, though, if this was some kind of bio program, regardless, even if they were just doing straight research, if that was the case, but their containment was all wrong then, if this thing got out then.
Now, what do you think about Nancy Pelosi putting out a letter to her minions saying, don't believe the public display and the information coming from Donald Trump, he's lying, and we just have to stand tall and get the truth out there and all that sort of stuff. When actually what Donald Trump put out, that great video the other day that I saw, when he put that video out there, that was all factual, to the point, not doctored, not altered information that just debunked and disputed everything that the CNNs of the world and the MSNBCs and whoever else was throwing out the crap, CBS, that woman there, a reporter, it was debunking everything that they were saying or doing. I mean, it was great.
Well, sure. Well, Nancy Pelosi, unfortunately, is just
mentally disturbed.
Well, and she's going down this road of, it's just all partisanship. It's hyper-partisanship, and it is taking advantage, literally, of the situation in which we find ourselves and trying to confuse and befuddle the American people. And honestly, it's shameful what she's doing.
But here's the deal. Barack Obama came out yesterday and endorsed Joe Biden, and he put out a little video as well. And in the video, he accused Donald Trump and the administration and the Trump minions and all that stuff of doing all these little different things. And I thought about it, and I did see it. I watched it. It was, I think, 6 minutes long. I sat there, and I watched it, and I said, you know something? This is exactly what the Democrats are doing.
Right.
I mean, well, you can't help it. I mean, it's there. It's obvious.
Well, sure. And I think the Obama video shows a lot of desperation. The Democrats are terrified that Donald Trump is going to win re-election quite easily. And this is why he pulled out all the stops, talking about Fox News, basically, this kind of stuff, and on and on. And the, getting Joe Biden as the vice president was the best decision he ever made, or something like that. I mean, you know, they're really trying to pull out all the stops here.
And again, talking about the people and what's going on, you know, there's some protests coming up again right now around the country, not just about the governor of Michigan, but about the people that are saying, hey, we've been quarantined long enough. Let us go back to work. And the IHME model came out again yesterday and was revised, the model they've been using, the one that was overinflated, and now it's down to between 40 and 50,000 for a total death total. And I'll bet you, Kyle, that'll be revised downward again.
It will be revised, I believe so. And again, right, I mean, if there are ways of dealing with this where people can work and where people can make a living and pay their rent and pay their mortgage and pay for school and these kinds of things, then we should be bending over backwards to do it. But I do think, and it was interesting because even Governor Newsom yesterday said, well, you know, we got to take ideology out of this entirely. I don't know, I don't think any politician has taken ideology out of this entirely, but we do know this, that that if we artificially try to make this worse than it is, then a lot of good people are going to get hurt. And our focus should be to try to reopen, again, as safe as possible, and take as many precautions as we need to. But to simply say, hold the line for another 2, 3, 4 weeks, that's it's going to hurt so many people.
Right. And 43% of the businesses are out there. If they have to wait another 2 or 3 weeks, the small businesses, there was a poll taken, they will not be in business.
They won't. It is, and again, so this is where the clock is really ticking. So we got to fight this war, but we got to fight it, you know, in order to really win it. We can't shut the country down for this much longer.
No.
You know, but, and again, we're in a real pickle, but we've risen to the occasion before, and I believe we can again, but we've got to get the politics.
Now, the IMF, what's the IMF? International Monetary Fund?
That's right.
All right. 100 countries have reached out to them and sought pandemic financial aid and said, we need help.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. American banks and so forth as well, because so many people have asked for forbearance on their mortgages, for example. It's driven these banks to go to the Fed and ask for emergency influxes of cash. You know, the very fact that the governments in so many ways are picking up the tab for all of this, it's not inexhaustible. There's not an infinite supply of money. And again, this goes to the idea of it can't go on forever. And when we come out of it, the mountains of debt are just going to be insurmountable. You know, this has not been a good year, but we are going to get through it, though.
And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo came out and he said, China's reckoning is coming soon over the virus lies. It will come soon.
Yes. Well, again, whichever way this virus got out, there is a lot of responsibility on the part of communist China.
And we're going to find out beyond the shadow of any doubt. And then we're going to take it probably to the United Nations, which is where the World Health Organization comes out of. And then we'll put it up in front of them and see if the World Health Organization can debunk it that way. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We've got some really bad weather out there tonight. Wyoming, Montana, parts of Idaho and Colorado, you got some of that white stuff coming down. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Alrighty, that's my buddy Donna Fiducia, and we're going to get started here. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, that wasn't what I wanted to play, but we will play this one, so get ready.
right, that's a little deep. Purple bringing in Smoke in the Water, and that's an oldie but goodie. That song's older than some of the people in the audience that are listening to us right now. And I'm going to bring Kyle into this. Okay, Kyle, did I get you tapping your feet?
Sure did, yeah. Smoke on the Water. I love it.
All righty. Well, here we go with the weather, and there's no smoke on the water where I'm looking, but here we go. A few strong or marginally severe thunderstorms capable of gusty winds will be possible over the southeastern part of Georgia and over parts of the Florida panhandle, as well as into possibly northeastern Florida today. Now, in the meantime, heavy snow will shift over the northern and central Rockies Wednesday and Thursday. Now, much of the nation from the Rockies to the East Coast is going to have temperatures a whole lot colder than normal right now. But let's go right on up to Montana. We have got, in the middle of Montana, on I-15 and on I-90 and 94, especially going through the Indian Reservation there, the Crow Reservation, where both of the roads come together, we've got some snow there, and we've got right along the Wyoming and Wyoming and Montana border, we've got a winter storm warning. We've got snow in the northeastern quadrant just north of Boise in Idaho. And tonight, going across I-80, going across I-70, going across I-76, and going up and down I-25 out of Colorado, it's going to be an adventure, isn't it, Kyle?
It certainly is, and especially for truckers who are hauling those very important COVID-19 supplies and so forth, they're going to have a lot of very extreme weather. You're going to have to be very careful.
Yeah, and by the way, 15 north coming out of Salt Lake City going up into Idaho, you're going to have some bad road conditions there, too. Now, in Colorado, we've got snow in general all around Denver, north, south, east, west, and Pueblo West over towards Grand Junction. As you get up towards Wyoming, north of Denver, you're going to have some heavier snow before you get into Wyoming, and then it could be interesting. Now, we've got a winter storm watch for Nebraska tonight, right over into the middle of probably about where Al is right now, and also a little bit of snow in the middle of New Mexico, south of Albuquerque, coming up out of Texas, so be advised of that. But there's some really cold weather, folks, tonight. Some hard freeze warnings that are up again in eastern Oklahoma, northwestern Missouri, southeastern Missouri. If you're on I-44, the temperature through that area should be anywhere in the teens to the 20s, depending on where you're at. And Oklahoma, looks like as if we got a big freeze warning there, Kyle. Looks like the Metroplex of Texas, the Dallas area, you're going to have frost and a freeze watch as well, warning and a watch as well. And going over into Arkansas, I can see it over there too. Northern part of, northern part of Mississippi, northern part of Alabama. Most of the state of Tennessee, and there's some rain in the middle of all this, of all things. That could be interesting with a freeze warning going on with rain. That might be ice.
Well, right, yeah, because as this system, snow system and so forth, comes out of Colorado in that area, and it's pushing east, it's going to give way really to rain and also some snow because of the low temperatures as it pushes its way towards the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, and then going over into Illinois, if you're following along on I-70, you're going to have cold temperatures all the way across Ohio, all the way to the mountains of West Virginia, and I-81 looks like, again, like you're going to have some cold temperatures in the mountainous areas there. West Virginia, going to be a real chilly night there. The southern half of Ohio, most of Indiana, and Kentucky, it looks like as if it's just going to be the cold capital of the country tonight.
It certainly does, and there's a lot of people wondering, you know, how long is old man winter going to hang on, and the answer is a little bit longer.
Until he decides to leave.
Exactly right, but hopefully, now we're supposed to get some warm air, I think, a few days ago, but that's given way to all this unseasonably cold atmosphere that's dominating that central part of the country there.
Yeah, and then we've got some frost warnings up in northeastern Pennsylvania and Jersey, and
land around the west part, the hilly section of Jersey going away from New York City. And then way, way, way up in the top of Maine tonight, we've got an area of rain. Presque Isle, Caribou, you got rain up in there going up towards Nova Scotia. So that's it. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, ladies and gentlemen, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and they are the largest truck stop chain in the country. You're apt to find them just about anywhere in your travels, and when you do, pull on in there, because I'm going to tell you right now, the Pilot Travel Centers are going to shock you, because you're liable to go in there and find an Arby's. Or a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu. Or a McDonald's. Or a Wendy's. Could even find a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell. Or you might find one of those great chicken locations there, too. It could be KFC. It could be Chester's Chicken. And guess what? It could also be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts with their complete menu, because they offer a nice little light breakfast. They offer a nice little light lunch. And you might even get a nice little tasty sandwich for dinner along with a cup of coffee or whatnot. And things are changing, as well as in the Flying J's. They've got the Denny's, they've got the Huddle Houses, and they got the Moe's Southwest Grill. And they've also got, in the bigger ones, something else in there. Could be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell that goes along with it, too. But you need a shower? They're open. Need to do your laundry? They're open. Need to get fuel? They're open. Need to get a truck repaired? The ones that have shops, they're open. Okay, so nothing's changed in that respect when it comes to the Pilot and the Flying J. All right, well, Kyle, we're going to tease what we're going to be doing when we come back here. Attorney General Barr has stepped into the mess in Mississippi with that church and that fine that was given to them by that local mayor, the police department there, $500 apiece. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, yes.
Yeah, and the Department of Justice has stepped into that, and they said that religious freedom is to be protected at all costs during this coronavirus COVID-19 epidemic.
Absolutely. And the idea, I think Attorney General Barr was talking about, places of worship won't be singled out, because there are a lot of people, Captain, who feel like they're being singled out in many respects. And, of course, we all want to be safe and so forth. But at the same time, though, we got to make sure that our rights are upheld. And I think a lot of people would agree with that, not just in the context of church and these kinds of things, but in all aspects of our society. Because otherwise, our rights mean nothing if they can simply be overridden or suspended. And, again, we have a constitution, and we have a way of doing things, and we can do all of this, keep everybody safe with in the context of that, I believe.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, the big news when we come back from the top of the hour break, I hear the music coming to my ear right now. The big news is General Mark Milley, who has come out and said that the claims that the COVID-19 escaped from a Chinese lab are being investigated by military intel and our own CIA. So we'll get to the bottom of this, and we'll find out that it's not what they say it is. It's not this wet market or anything like that, or even the bats for that matter. There's something else going on here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.